All right, we're back to the book, How to Influence Friends and Tactfully Get Along with People. We're dealing with part one, where we're building the relationship. Paul has this issue, this potential conflict issue that he has with Philemon, but because of the slave Onesimus. And so far, he's done nothing but build the relationship. He hasn't come close to talking about the problem. So we've looked at four ways that he does this. He communicates that we are friends, communicates that, you know, we're both on the same side, that we both need God's grace equally. He communicates that he is thanking God for Philemon. And now number five, he's communicating something positive about the other person. In the book, I write this about, sort of to introduce this topic. Did you ever look closely at a penny? It was my fifth grade art class back in 1966. Some of you weren't even born then. We had to make something out of paper mache. Most of my classmates plastered balloons with a sticky mixture of paper, water, and flour to make baskets and masks and various animals, mostly pigs. I happened to have a penny in my pocket and took it out and looked at it. I began to fashion a head. Next came the body, covered with a long overcoat and pants. I finished my creation with shoes. Oddly, it was the shoes that were the hardest to make. I had created, in the end, a 2-foot-high papier-mâché Abraham Lincoln. His image is on the penny. It was incredible, at least I thought so. Many of my classmates did too. But what did my art teacher think? She made one little comment, a comment that changed how I have thought about myself since she made her comment. She said, "Steve, you are very creative." Notice that her comment was not so much about my work, but more about me as a person. From that day on, I thought of myself as a creative person. Years later in college, when professors handed back the various papers that I had to write, I never cared much about the grade. What I looked for was the comment, "very creative." Was I born creative? Maybe. Did I know it before my teacher told me? No way. If you want to build a relationship with someone, you need to communicate something positive about this person. That's what Paul does. Philemon 4, verse, chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers, because I hear about your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ." So he hears some good things about Philemon from others, and now he's communicating to Philemon these positive things. Well, how does saying something positive help the person receiving it? Number one, it lets them know they're on the right track. Especially kids, especially with your own kids. Your own kids are not going to know what they're good at, what they're successful at, where they're making progress, unless someone says. Now, a lot of times, all that a kid hears is what they're doing wrong. They're corrected. "No, do it this way." They're directed. "Do it this way." Once in a while, you need to catch your own kids doing something right. If you want that repeated, catch them doing something right and say something good to them. And that's true about any relationship that you have. Number two, it lets them know that you care for their success. If you're always criticizing, it seems like you're more concerned about your own stuff. You know, "I want you to do better than you're doing for my own pride." But seeing something that they do, you and saying something positive, "Hey, I noticed the other day that you did this, and I'm so proud of you." See, you are lifting them up. You're putting yourself below them. Number three, it lets them know that you notice them. Interesting. I just did a sermon on Genesis chapter 16, and Hagar, the slave of Sarah, is pregnant with Abraham's child, and Sarah mistreats her, and she runs away. And the angel of God meets her and says, "Where are you going?" And she just wants to get away. And then God blesses her and says that your child will become a nation and it will grow. And she feels blessed by this, but she names the child Ishmael, and Ishmael means the one who hears me. And then it says in the text that she gave God that same name. Because God, you are the one who sees me. And when someone comes and they see something positive in you, you feel like you're seen, like you exist, like you're something. Number four, how does saying something positive help the person receiving it? It gives them a positive feeling about themselves. You say something positive to me, I start feeling good about me. And not only do I feel good about me, but I feel good about you. How does saying something positive help you? Number one, it gives you a sense of contributing to someone else's success. Now, some of us were not raised with a lot of positive encouragement, and so we don't give positive encouragement. So I'm going to just suggest to you that you try it. It may feel weird. It's not in your comfort zone. No one said it to you, so you feel odd saying it to someone else, but try it. Say something positive to your spouse today. Say something positive to your kids, something that they're doing. And you say, when I was your age, I didn't take on the responsibility that I see you taking on. Try it once, and then evaluate what it does for you. And my guess is it'll help you feel like you're contributing to them. You lift them up, and they succeed, and you'll feel better about yourself. Number two, it gives you a sense that you're building up the organization. In an organization, there's so much tearing down. People are talking about the problems that we need to solve. They're talking about, where the ball is being dropped. And everyone does that. And everyone feels superior when they do that. They feel like they're being really intelligent to find the problem. The real hard thing is to find the good thing. Try it in your organization. Try it at your workplace. Try it in the church. Find somebody to say something positive. Hey, so in my church, I see some, parent and, they got three kids and I know the hassle that they had to go through to get to church with these three kids that are running around, jumping on the seats and all these things. And, after church, I'll just stop and say, I see you with all your kids and wow, that is such a challenge. But you know what? I see you're doing. I see that. Despite the difficulty, you get them to church every single Sunday. And I'm telling you that God will bless them. God will bless your efforts. And they walk away feeling good. They walk away feeling, not defeated. Maybe that's how they felt. Doing all this, what's the point? Someone noticed. And you know what? I walk away feeling good too. Number three, how does saying something positive help you? It gives you a positive feeling about yourself. When you help someone, probably the most important thing you can do for someone is just give a little encouragement. And when you see what it does to them, it does something for you. Paul's encouraging words to his young apprentice, Timothy. Paul writes Timothy and he says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you." Questions to Paul is challenging Timothy in these verses. If you read between the lines, what positive things is Paul saying about Timothy? If we look back, he's saying, you may be young, Timothy, but you have something to where you're an example. People look up to you. You're an example. He's like really encouraging. These are encouraging words to Timothy. You're not just young. You're young and a good example. So don't let the young thing throw you off. Devote yourself to public reading of Scripture and to preaching and teaching. What is he saying? He's saying you're a leader. You may be young, but you are a leader. And finally he said, don't neglect the gift. You have a gift. You are gifted. Well, how is giving people responsibility a way of communicating something positive to them? People respond to different kinds of encouragement. Some people need words. They need a pat on the head all the time. They're looking for someone to go, attaboy, you're on the right track, you're doing great. They're looking for words. I'm not. I'm the kind of person that, you know, words, you know, just come off like flattering to me, and I just don't hear words as well. What I hear is when someone gives me responsibility. And when they give me responsibility, they're saying, we trust you. We think that you have the ability and the gifts to do this thing. So when my dad, you know, at a very early age, we moved out to the farm and he had to go to work. He showed us how to milk the cows and the next day he left. He left for the, you know, he had to go to work for the day. And my brother, we were 15, he was 14. We're going to do it. That responsibility encouraged me. He wasn't very good with words, but he was very good in terms of giving responsibility. So, with whom do you have a hard time communicating something positive to? So you have to communicate something positive. Maybe it's this difficult person. You have this conflict thing. Maybe it's already, you know, started in the past. Or maybe you can anticipate there's going to be some conflict. How can you say something positive and encouraging to them? It's hard when you have this adversarial relationship. Say something positive to everyone in the organization. I mean, if you just made this a general practice in your life, it will create credit towards the relationship. That's what Paul's doing. We're going to talk about this difficult thing, but first let me encourage you. People will not listen to anything negative about them unless they've already heard something positive. So be generous with your words. The next verse, Philemon verse 6. I pray, Paul is saying, I pray that the faith you share will make you understand every blessing we have in Christ. So we're in part one. This is the last part of the build the relationship. Number 6, communicate how blessed this person is. Now, how does that build a relationship? Here are two ways of reading this. I'm praying that God is blessing you with success and that success is motivating you to share with others. Or, I am praying that you are a blessing, that you are blessing others with your success, and in doing so you realize how much God is blessing you with success. There's a saying, you don't know what you have until you start sharing it. Paul's still building his relationship with Philemon here, but he's also giving a bit of a challenge. What challenge seed do you think Paul is planting? See, he's sort of anticipating where he wants to go. He's planting a little seed that he wants to use later. He wants Philemon to think of how blessed he is, so that eventually when he starts talking about Onesimus, the slave, and how maybe the slave should be set free. And look how God has blessed you, Philemon. Maybe you should pass that blessing on. See, that's what this verse is anticipating, what Paul wants to think about and talk to Philemon about. But he's doing it in a positive way. If you encourage someone else's success and they achieve it, what happens? Number one, they, the ones you encourage, will let you share in their success. And number two, because you have shared success, you have relationship credit that can be used when some difficult relationship issue comes up. So the whole point here is Paul is saying to Philemon, you have been blessed. I'm trying to get you to see that you have been blessed. And by Paul communicating that to Philemon, Philemon is going to think good things about Paul. Paul is getting, relationship change, if you will. And because when you have a problem with someone, it costs you money. When you deal with a problem, it costs something out of your relationship bank. And so you want to build up a bank account with people. If you build up a bank account of goodwill, and positive relationship and positive feelings towards one another, then when you deal with a difficult thing that's going to cost some of that buildup, at least you have something to work with. So, the six things that we've been looking at under, relationship, build it. That's what Paul does for these first few verses. Communicate that you're friends. We have a problem, but we're friends. Communicate that both of you are on the same side. We're in the same organization. We're Christians. Number three, communicate that you both need God's grace. I don't have it all together. You don't have it all together. So we should be able to talk about this. Communicate that you thank God for the other person. Communicate something positive about the other person. And communicate how blessed this person is. Next session, we're going to deal with number 7.